8.
Il Madhurya qui est dans le Vishwanath, le Mangachana, Initiating Verse, is glorifying Bhakchatana.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Mataji just asked a question because he was speaking so much recently about the duties of the men regarding, you know, how they, if they act, then if the relationship will be okay. And they say, you know, what should they do? You know, what would be their duties? Or it, is it always work? I mean, it's always work without fail. Are there the cases where it just, you know, just doesn't work? From, you know, if men act properly.
If the woman is interested, it means it'll always work. It's just a matter of how much time. So to be useful, then there has to be some training on the woman's part for it to be actually efficient. But the main point is unless the environment is there, unless it's operated, how would the woman respond anyway? Unless the man is doing something, how will she respond? If he's doing nothing, how does she respond? I mean, other than a plate flying across the living room and smashing against the wall or something, then, you know, what is she supposed to do if he's ignoring her? You know what I'm saying? So therefore, if he's doing it, it will work. But the main thing is being chaste and being satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Other things are external duties, because what we're describing now with the men isn't that specific. We haven't said he's got to make the money, he's got to this and that. So the whole point is therefore, the woman is trying to protect herself, the man can protect her. If the woman's trying to be satisfied, then he can satisfy her. Mm-hmm. Right? Does that make sense? So she's working on those, then his working on the others of being sense-controlled and being sensitive, then everything will function.
They ask if the husband is non-devotee or whatever.
Oh, okay. So she's asking how they can do the things. Yeah. It's basically the same principle. It's basically the same principle. In other words, they have to temporarily follow these same rules. Then it will invoke from, in other words, the man hasn't tasted the proper dealings, so therefore he doesn't act properly, right? If you were raised as properly as a child, when you grow older, you will naturally raise your child properly. You'll just do what was done for you. So if you haven't tasted, you don't know actually what's masculine. You know, so therefore you don't really know what's feminine either, but whatever. So therefore if someone takes that position and performs the duties, it will invoke rasa. Then you get a taste of it. Then it's just a matter of tasting it, then it starts to come into its natural form. In the beginning it's just nice, but after a while the man will start to identify with it. Then as soon as he starts reversing it and starts following that, then the woman can click back into being feminine.
Oh, so she takes the role of male.
But male meaning these mentalities I'm talking about, not the activities.
Yeah.
It's in other words, she has to, it's just like this. The guys are so in the mode of ignorance, they don't even notice the girls walking by. Therefore, the girls come over and say, "Hi, big boy," like that. But she shouldn't have to say that. You know, she should be on the other side of the street, and they're whistling and saying, "Hey, babe," you know, like that. You know, she should be starting from there, right? But if they don't do it, then she'll walk down, come back, cross the street, walk by again. And if that doesn't get anything, then somebody gets a slap, right? You know, so... You understand?
Yeah.
So in other words, it's like a car. If it doesn't start in its natural form, then you push it. But no one's going to push a car forever. No one's going to say, you know, the guy in the car said, "Oh, hey, this is great. You know, yeah, I like this. You know, like that. You know,
a little faster, dear."
You know, you know, like that. No, that's then you're going to have a nuclear holocaust. So then, like that. You understand? So you want to avoid that one. So it's a matter of knowing, using the same principles, right? But the same time as you're using them on a senior.
Yeah. That's
the thing. You know, that's how you keep the balance. You can't put it into that they're junior. You're using the principles as if, but you always keep understanding that you're dealing with a senior. That's it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah. also you said that, you know, this Grihastha ashram is the most important one. So what is the
change? For Varnashram, it's the superior ashram.
Yeah.
It's the most important.
So what is the, you know, what is the position of how one can remain brahmacharya, let's say, and still get the same realization? Or is it possible at all?
It is possible, but you have to work on seeing and hearing and seeing. You know what I'm saying? Previously, brahmacharis are out in the forest, so more difficult. You can hear it, and that's about it. But we live right smack dab in the middle of, you know, the whole Grihastha scene. So you can see everything that we're talking about, obviously. As long as you're you know, aware of it or sensitive to the things, then you can see it automatically. You can see the subtleties and how the Grihasthas deal and what went right, what went wrong very easily. You don't have to see grosser manifestations of it. Subtle is enough. Just the comment, the way they turned, you know, the look, the tone of voice, and you can understand that they're doing right or they're completely off the wall. All you have to do is they'll do it, then you see it, and then bang, there's the fight. You know, and then the fight may not see it, but you get the mood. You know, the lady being happy suddenly just goes like this. Then you just know. She may not say anything there. She may drag the husband outside. Then you hear the fight. Or she may say nothing there because, you know, she's, you know, just the nature. And then when she gets home, then there'll be. But you know there was one. Like that. Because then the next day when they come, then he's not so chirpy anymore, right? So then you know something happened. So, in other words, you see all these things and how it works. But the point is still the sensitivity and the sense control. You still have to have the same, otherwise it won't work in anything. You are a brahmachari by sense control and sensitivity. Right?
In Grihastha ashram, you should practice the same.
Grihastha ashram, you have to practice the same. It means if you want to be successful in Varnashram, you have to have these two qualities. A girl wants to be successful, she has to have those other qualities of chastity and satisfaction. These are just the principles on which it works, you know. You know what I'm saying?
So it's practical, not hope.
Yeah, it's like saying a car. It's got to have petrol and oil and all that. You put those in, it'll run. You don't put it, then you don't.
So in this experience, brahmachari would get from seeing and...
It's you see from the Shastra, examples are given. So you see there, you can see around you like this.
It's kind of first class intelligence.
First class, but generally we use a lot of second class intelligence. The third class means you have to get involved. Sometimes also, if you're doing, you know, leading things and you're preaching, you may have to be involved in the way of that. You have to counsel and stuff like that. So even though technically it's second, it's your seeing, but it's seeing in the way that you actually experience it, because in them explaining it to you, you see what's going on. So if you're sensitive, you can catch that. So even then, you get that experience from there.
Maharaj, isn't it? Even to stay a brahmachari, there has to be some sensitivity and sense control.
Yeah, that's
even to the other brahmacharis.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What would be the reason? Because they say, you know, lust is not the best reason to change ashram. So what would be the reason to change ashram?
Oh, okay, lust would not be the best reason. To get rid of lust would be a better reason. Yeah. Because lust, what you're going to get?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The guy's thinking he's going to get so much, you know, but then what's he going to get?
So this is to get rid of lust and you step into.
Because Yayati Maharaj, then he was a little bit, you know, disturbed at getting old quick, right? Because he hadn't fulfilled all his material desires. So therefore he, you know, had the boon that therefore one of his sons could give his youth, and then that son, whoever would do that, would inherit the kingdom, right? So then he took that youth for 1,000 years. And it says that therefore then he enjoyed his senses to the maximum at all times, all places, and all circumstances according to religious principles. He never broke religious principles. So that will then give the maximum result, right? If you engage the senses according to religious principles, you get the maximum result you can get for the senses, right? So he got that for 1,000 years. And then at the end, he came and gave the youth back to his son. And what was the conclusion? right? He is satisfied. You know, he says, I am satisfied now. And what's that satisfaction? I am satisfied that there's no satisfaction in the material world. You understand? Because you can't be satisfied by material engagement. You can't. Right? So, therefore, you can understand that there's no satisfaction. You can be satisfied, there's no satisfaction. If you're not satisfied, it means you think you can get something. Yeah. If you know I can get nothing from it, you're satisfied. You don't need. Understand? So, that's the point. So, this idea is I'll go out there and enjoy what you'll enjoy. You know, that concept, one is unless you're following religious principles, what you'll enjoy anyway. You know, you call it enjoyment, others don't call it enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know, it's like the kids are out on the street walking hand in hand, kissing and this and that. Okay, they'll say that's enjoyment, they're free, but dogs do that. So they're getting the enjoyment of dogs, not of human beings. Human beings won't do that in public. Therefore, the intensity of the experience won't be that great kissing in public. Because there's too many things, there are too many other minds, too much out of the happening. How it'll be good? You know what I'm saying? Though they're thinking, yes, we're free, you're all bound up. No. You know what I'm saying? Because a girl will not fully manifest as a girl in public. It's just the way she is. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, they don't even know what they're talking about. Does that make sense? So, it's a matter of taking up practice of the rules and regulations with knowledge, and that will uproot that those desires. So if you can't get it by hearing and seeing, then this is the process. But it's not that hearing and seeing goes out the window. They're supposed to be part of that process. Right? Because if you only experience, you know, it's going to be very slow. And the idea is you're trying to get rid of it in one lifetime, so therefore you should do it with some knowledge, right? And ladies don't mind, you know, their men being intelligent. They actually quite appreciate it, right? You know, like that. You know, so it's not a bad thing. Stupid men do not please women. And stupid, I don't mean you got a PhD. Stupid. Stupid, I mean, you're insensitive to what's going on around you. That's stupid. You may be a nuclear physicist, but you're still stupid. You know.
Knowledge of relationship is the most.
Yeah, knowledge of relationship. The ability to be sensitive. That means you have to be. Consciousness is a symptom of, you know, intelligence, right? So that's. So consciousness, unless you're conscious, how do you observe it? How do you define it? Right? That's what. How do you tell what's different and what's the same? But you can only be conscious to do that. So if you're unconscious, that means the intelligence is not working. Right? So if it's not working, then how are you going to relate properly? So that's what makes the women angry. Like that. And it's only a moment, right? How long does it take for you to cut yourself with a razor when you're shaving? Yeah. So that's all the longer it takes. You have to be conscious, right? Yeah. You're conscious while you're shaving, you don't get cut. You start thinking of other things, you get cut. So that's the whole point. Energy is energy. Right? So the razor will cut your face, the other one will cut your heart. But whatever it is, it cuts. It's energy. It works in the same way. Yes?
No. Okay. What would be the, say, what would be the symptom or the reason to stay brahmachari, or the qualification to stay brahmachari?
What would be the reason to stay brahmachari? Okay, let us say I want to touch my nose. Right, I have two options. Right, one, two. Okay, which of the two is the smarter option? Okay, so that's the point. But if you can't touch your nose this way, therefore you should touch your nose that way. But the point is, nose must be touched. In other words, you have to develop detachment from the material world to go back to Godhead, right? So you either do it as a brahmachari, then it's done. So there's no need for a grihastha life. But if you haven't done as a brahmachari, therefore there's a need as a grihastha, because then you thorn with thorn. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean qualification, how far you try.
How far you try. It works. You know what I'm saying? If it means yourself, it's another thing. But if you're not sure about the brahmacharis in your temple, who is the good brahmachari or not, take a list of the boys, list all their names, right? Then hand that piece of paper that you've written it with the pencil, hand it over to the women. Tell them to check off which ones are the brahmacharis. And you'll get back an exact list, right? Now, then the training for both of those on the list will be, or maybe all of just one group, but whatever, on the list is the same. Whether you're making a nice stika or upakurvana, the training's the same. So therefore, it's just a matter of the ones that have been, if you said check the brahmacharis, the ones that are unchecked, then those are the ones, they'll get the same training. It's just a matter of time before they're comfortable then to, you know, be qualified to be a grihastha. Like that, you know, and the ones that can't, others, then you cultivate them so they just go deeper into these same principles, so it comes to realization. The point is the gyan is the same for both. The difference is in the vigyan. The naistika, the vigyan is there as a brahmachari. For the upakurvana, is having gotten married, applying that knowledge in the grihastha ashram, then he gets the vigyan. So at the end of the day, they come to the same place. It's like in Gita describing the devotee and the yogi. Once they come to the liberated platform, they're the same place. They're both doing devotional service. But the difference is the yogi only after liberation, the devotee.
Yeah.
You understand? So therefore, the brahmachari is always already there because he's already crossed that point. While the grihastha then needs to go through that, but he'll come to the same point.
So for the unchecked, there's practically no chance to be checked as a brahmachari, late. He needs to go through.
That means if you cross the border of Bavaria, maybe, but otherwise, then, the whole idea is you have to learn to teach them to check the senses. Otherwise, the unchecked senses and mind will give them problem. Like that. Yes.
Initiated, so this is a relationship with Krishna, with all the
divine entities. Does it always manifest
higher taste
than,
like, informal
feeling? Means it's not that it always will, but anything that is on that will have gotten there through that. You know what I'm saying? In other words, one can leave a relationship in its formal state. You know, so many relationships that we have, they're formal. Acquaintances will always remain formal. Some of, you know, family relationships will be formal. You know, business, other things like that may always remain formal. So that's fine. But the point to get to the intimate means you have to start there. There has to be some form. You know, so therefore there's always going to be something. Then with time, those may be maintained, they may be dropped, but they're always there as a medium. And much of the time, they're always revisited. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay, man will take it in a progressive state through its formal, then it becomes less formal, and whatever state it's to, he expects it's always going to act like that. The women will a lot of times take it from whatever it is back to the formal and up. You know, every time you meet, or every time, even within meetings, or whatever it is, because the process of getting to the informal was very nice. So therefore, they like to redo it. Men who don't understand this become extremely annoyed, but that's their trip, right? That it's not the women's problem, right? It's that the men want to taste something, but they don't know what they're tasting. You know. like that. So therefore, what can you do? You know, it's nothing much about. But it's just, so that will be used. Women always use that. You know, so they go from that, and then it takes in. So it's just like, let's say if you go out somewhere, you don't know anybody, you will keep everyone in a very formal state. You won't allow them to become informal unless you, there's something you appreciate. Then you'll open it up. It may move very quickly, but you'll always keep it a formal thing. It may be pleasant formal, it may be not pleasant, whatever it is, but it'll be formal. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll go. Well, men, if they've gotten informal in something, they may be kind of informal in general. But it's all across the board. But the women will go back and forth, the maximum between them, between the most formal and the most informal. Like that.
Does that include our relationship with Krishna? Can we go back and forth?
No, he said the girl approaches. Oh, and it does, but it takes a different form. Formal meaning he can't get close, he can't touch, he can't, they're not going to talk to him, they're not going to, you know what I'm saying? That means, in other words, you have to start, you have to go through a form, you know, you have to jump through a few hoops before, you know, things will start flowing properly again. It's the same kind of principle, you know what I'm saying? But it's used in a different way, you know, in other words, from, you know, anger to happiness. They said when they approach in the sulky mood, like that. So they do that because the sulky mood then puts everything outside, you know. And then you have to work your way back in again, you know. So that's the thing. It's the masculine. He's masculine because he can get through the wall. If he can't get through the wall, then that doesn't make him masculine. You know what I'm saying? Because it's being put up in that special way. Women, if the wall's put up, you don't get through. You know, women to women, it's either put up or it's not there at all. But with men, no matter what they do, there's always a wall is always put up. It may be small, it may be big, and maybe one comment will get rid of it. Maybe you have to make a real endeavor. But that's just the principle, is that the man approaches so the woman puts up something to block it. Right? So approach, the opposite is block. That if he can get through the wall, that proves his masculinity, therefore the woman, her femininity comes out. And it's just, does that make sense? Yeah. It's just the way it works. And most men can't figure out why it should work this way. Why doesn't it just go the way I want? I had this book here, I just want to open it. Opens. Hey, you know, any page I want to look at it, it's happening, you know, here. I don't want to look at it, I put it down. It just sits there, doesn't complain. No plates, no rolling pin. You know, like that. So, but that's the point. You know, the women are alive. They're not dead matter. So the men expect them to have all the flavor and relationship and everything of a living person, but respond like dead matter. You know what I mean? Or let's say, the form of it will be like dead matter. It means you can deal with it like dead matter, but its response will be very human. Like that. Like that. But that's called Maya. Right. So more Maya than the women is the men's view of what they think women are. That's the bigger Maya. That's why I said men attached to women are more Maya than women. Right? Because Maya is definable. You know how to deal with it. But men who are attached to women, then they don't deal at all according to the rules. Like that. You can't do anything with them. You know? I mean, generally, if you have a couple that come and they have problems, like that, the woman you can immediately deal with. She's just a woman, you can deal with her as well. But the man is not dealing as a man. Right? Otherwise, why is there problems? You can't deal with him. You're dealing with a real illusion there. Because what they think they are, they're not. They think they're the man, but they're not. So you can't deal with them as a man. You have to deal with them as a woman. But you can't let them know you're doing it. It's a surreal trip. Like that.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yesterday, I have seen a procession going on with Radha Madhava. People were chanting Krishna Yajurveda. So my doubt here is Radha Madhava, Radha and Madhava. This Pancharatra which is going on, this was a Sri Vaishnava style of worshipping Venugopal with Rukmini Krishna. So can this
can this go on? Can this happen? Okay, this is the Sri Vaishnav. Okay. One is... Pancharatra. Is Pancharatric Sri Vaishnav, or is Pancharatric a Vedic scripture that the Sri Vaishnavs have reverence for?
Narada Pancharatra is one, but Sri Vaishnavs take...
But here, listen. Let us say I have a bendy. You know bendy?
Lady's finger.
Lady's finger, yes. Okay, smart man. Okay, now, I have this lady's finger. Now, is lady's finger South Indian?
No.
Okay. Is it North Indian? No. Okay. But a North Indian will take it, cut it up in little pieces, put some masala and fry it, and it'll be a dry preparation that they'll eat with their chapati, right? South Indian will take it, cut it up in big pieces, and throw it in the sambar and eat it with their rice. Okay? But bendy's bendy, right? So therefore, the Pancharatra and the Vedic Shuktas, those are Vedic. The Sri Vaishnavas may use them, but that doesn't mean others using them means they're Sri Vaishnavas. You know what I'm saying? Chanting of Vedic hymns for festivals is the standard Vedic procedure. Sri Vaishnavas do it, Madhvas do it, everybody does it. You know what I'm saying? So, what's the problem if you're chanting from the Krishna Yajurved that it makes it Sri Vaishnav?
I was being told in Vrindavan that
Gopal Goswami. Hridayam tad vijani yat. Who chants that? The Shris or the Smartas?
Smartas.
Right, that. They no, the Smartas chant that one. The Shris chant, what is it? Jwala toyam mai. You understand? So we tend to use the words from the Smarta pot, but we use the, you know, the traditional chanting.
My doubt is, Maharaj, Gopal Bhatt Goswami's Pancharatra, is it different from the ordinary Pancharatra which we worship?
No, it's the same. I mean, what the Acharyas use, we use a combination of the Vedic and the Tantric. So like that. So whatever they give us, Rupa Goswami gives us Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So we use that. So they mention these things.
And next doubt is, whenever you worship any deity in Pancharatra, you have to worship the deity along with the Tatastha Shakti, any Shakti.
The point is in this case, we're worshipping with the Shri, you're already the Tatastha, so you don't have to worry about it. The Tatastha here will be your guru, will be the Parampara, like that, you know.
So in this, while worshipping Panchatattva, what is the mode we worship? Because there is no Shakti.
Of course there's Shakti. Gadadhar Shakti. Shrivas is Shakti. So you have Godhead, right? You have the Supreme Lord. Right? Then you have three forms of Godhead, right? The original, right? Krishna. Then you have Balaram, which is the Lord of Vaikuntha. You know? Then you have Advaita, who is Purusha avatars. You know? You understand? In other words, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Baladev is, he's God, right? And Advaitacharya is, I am the creator, maintainer, and destroyer, right? So three aspects of Godhead, right? Then you have Shakti. So you have the internal potency, which is Gadadhar, and then you have the Tatastha Shakti, which is Shrivas. Okay?
And next thing is... I heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj in Orissa, people used to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. So he said this is not a bona fide thing to worship. Is there any...
It's not as bona fide, but it's not our main principle of worship. We worship him he is a grihastha, but not necessarily with his wives, because he's taking the mood of Radharani. So with his wives, he'll have to act as Vishnu. So our point is that we take him where he's not with his wife, so therefore he's acting as Radharani.
So you have to see that as Radha Krishna with Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya?
Means this Lord is Krishna with his energies there, but the main point is why he's coming is, that's his position, but he's coming with the Panchatattva for preaching, and he is coming as Radha and Krishna to taste that mood of Radharani. That's why you see there's three altars there. Right? So Lord Chaitanya is there, so he is Godhead, so you'll accept him as such. But then the Panchatattva, that's what he's come, that's his secondary reason. And then Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nai Anya, that's his primary reason. Okay? Okay. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday one devotee drowned in Ganges, and then devotees asked how should one relate to the fact that devotee is drowned. They ask,
devotee shouldn't drown.
Yeah.
Devotee shouldn't die. So we took up Krishna consciousness as a religious process. Religion gives good results, therefore I should never die. Is that what you're saying?
No. They ask how to emotional, because sometimes somebody thinks, oh, it's very auspicious, uh-huh. You know, and somebody says, but you know, he's a devotee and it's kind of also tragic.
So it can't be auspicious.
No, it might not be auspicious.
Okay, so a chutney should only be sweet, right?
Okay, right.
Okay, so it can't be auspicious and tragic at the same time.
Right.
What's tragic? That he died? That's not tragic. What's tragic is the loss of the association. Right. That's what's tragic. But it's auspicious, you know. I mean, would you rather he was run over by a Mack truck, or you know? I mean, what? Huh? Yeah. So he's just saying, you know, what? You know. Therefore, you know.